Most of the time, preachers use stories or anecdotes to emphasize a certain point in preaching or teaching. It helps the listeners to understand more deeply the message of the readings, especially the Gospels. This is what Jesus used during his time, speaking in parables. He used parables, a type of comparison. It can be a story, a metaphor, or a simile drawn from ordinary life or nature to make a religious point. This often starts with the kingdom of heaven is like, and to what shall I compare? Jesus Christ begins with something familiar and leads us into a deeper spiritual truth. The prophet Isaiah had warned that some would hear God's word but did not believe. Some would see God's actions and miracles and remain unconvinced. Ironically, some of the greatest skeptics of Jesus' teachings and miracles were the learned scribes and Pharisees who pride themselves on their knowledge of Scripture, especially on the law of Moses. They hear Jesus' parables and saw the great signs and miracles which he performed, but they refused to accept both Jesus and his message. So how could they hear and never understand, and see but never perceive? They were spiritually blind and deaf because their hearts were closed and their minds were blocked by pride and prejudice. So my brothers and sisters, Jesus in our gospel is reminding us again that to comprehend his message, our hearts and minds must be open and receptive, must cooperate with God's grace, because we cannot understand his message by our own effort alone. If we are indifferent, uncertain, and doubtful, we are like what Jesus is telling his disciples, quoting the prophet Isaiah, "You shall indeed hear, but never understand, and you shall indeed see, but never perceive." So my brothers and sisters, the Lord is telling us, we must be ready to believe, submit ourselves to him, and listen with God's word with reverence and faith. So listen with reverence and faith. Open our hearts, open our minds.